Retribution Falls, A Tale of the Keti Jay by Chris Wooding. Read by Rupert Degas. Chapter 1. Lawson McCard. A Question of Probabilities. Phrase Cutlass. New Horizons. The smuggler held the bullet between thumb and forefinger, studying it in the weak light of the storeroom. He smiled sourly.
"Just imagine," he said. "Imagine what this feels like, going through your head."
Graythor Crake didn't want to imagine anything of the sort. He was trying not to throw up, having already disgraced himself once that morning. He glanced at the man next to him, hoping for some sign that he had a plan, some way to get them out of this. But Darian Frey's face was hard and showed nothing. Both of them had their wrists tied together, backs against the damp and peeling wall. Three-armed thugs ensured they stayed there. The smuggler's name was Lawson McCard. He was squat and grizzled, hair and skin greasy with a sheen of sweat and grime, features squashed across a face that was broad and deeply lined. Crake watched him slide the bullet into the empty drum of his revolver. He spun it, snapped it shut, then turned towards his audience.
"Do you think it hurts?" he mused. "Even for a moment? Or is it all over? Bang! In a flash."
"If you're that curious, try it out on yourself," Frey suggested.
McCard hit him in the gut, putting all of his considerable weight behind the punch. Frey doubled over with a grunt and almost went to his knees. He straightened with some effort until he was standing again.
"Good point," he wheezed. "Well made."
McCard pressed the muzzle of the revolver against Crake's forehead and stared at Frey.
"Count of three. You want to see your man's brains all over the wall?"
Frey didn't reply. Crake's face was grey beneath his close-cropped blonde beard. He stank of alcohol and sweat. His eyes flicked at the captain nervously.
"One."
Frey showed no signs of reacting.
"I'm just a passenger,"
Crake said.
"I'm not even part of his crew."
His accent betrayed an aristocratic upbringing, which wasn't evident from his appearance. His hair was scruffy, his boots vomit-spattered, his greatcoat half unbuttoned and hanging open. To top it off, he was near soiling himself with fear.
"You have the ignition code for the Keti Jay?"
McCard asked him.
"You know how to fire her up and get her flying?"
Crake swallowed and shook his head.
"Then shut up. Two."
"Nobody flies the Keti Jay but me, McCard, I told you that," Frey said.
His eyes flickered restlessly around the storeroom. Cloud-muffled sunlight drifted in through horizontal slits high up on one stone wall, illuminating rough-sewn hemp sacks, coils of rope, wicked-looking hooks that hung on chains from the ceiling. Chill shadows cut deep into the seamed faces of McCard and his men, and the air smelled of damp and decay.
"Three,"
said McCard, and pulled the trigger. Click. Crake flinched and whimpered as the hammer fell on an empty chamber. After a moment it sank in. He was still alive. He let out a shuddering breath as McCard took the gun away, then cast a hateful glare at Frey. Frey's expression was blank. He was a different person to the man Crake knew the night before. That man had laughed as loud as Malvery and made fun of Pin with the rest of them. He told stories that had them in stitches and drank until he passed out. That man Crake had known for almost 3 months. That man Crake might have called a friend. McCard studied the pistol theatrically.
"Five chambers, one down. Think you'll be lucky again?"
He put the muzzle back to Crake's forehead.
"Oh, please, no,"
Crake begged.
"Please, please, no. Frey, tell him. Stop playing around and just tell him."
"One,"
said McCard. Crake stared at the stranger to his right, his eyes pleading. No doubt about it, it was the same man. There were the same wolfishly handsome features, the same unkempt black hair, the same lean frame beneath his long coat. But the spark in his eyes had gone. There was no sign of the ready, wicked smile that usually lurked in the corner of his mouth. He wasn't going to give in.
Two.
Please,
he whispered. But Frey just looked away.
Three.
McCard paused on the trigger, waiting for a last-moment intervention. It didn't come. Click.